This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A new way of thinking. Can we do that? This is Doug with Jen and Victoria at 7 after the hour, the 5th of July. All right, so Jen, let's have an accounting of your weekend and how you spent the 4th of July. Victoria bought a new car. Kara drank beer. What'd you do?
What did I do? Yeah. I saw Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood. I actually had a little mom-daughter bonding time, and we went to Vegas together, and
really?
It was a lot of fun. Yes.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah, it was so much
fun. How much did you drive, or did you fly over there?
My mom and I drove, and actually she drove me because, you know, I'm still milking the eye injury.
Nice.
And, and going there, it was a little rough because did you hear about all the flooding, the flash flooding in Barstow and Baker? People died. I mean, it was.
Really? No, I didn't hear that.
Wow.
And, I mean, God protected us. We didn't get one drop of rain on our entire drive. But literally, as we went through, we could smell the water. It was standing on the side of the road. Yeah. And then driving back early yesterday morning, it was still standing, like, outside of Barstow. I mean, it's really crazy.
Does that help at all with the fire situation?
No.
Or at least helps?
No. I wish. I mean, this was just, it was quick and fast, and there's really nothing by Barstow and Baker, so I don't think it's a huge impact.
And lots of holes and lots of rocks. That's about it. See you later.
People say beef jerky.
The governor of California, as long as we're there with Jen, Governor Jerry Brown, signed a $167 billion state budget the other day that included $5 million for the California Nutrition Incentive Act, which sets up a program that discounts fresh produce at farmers markets for low-income shoppers. What do you think of that, Jen?
I actually like that. What drives me nuts is when I see the EBT sign in front of, like, all the restaurants. I think it's great if we help
EBT
people who need, like, you know, the card that they
welfare.
Use. Right, right.
Food stamps.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is good. I mean, I think teaching people how to, or encouraging people to make good choices is the right thing to do when they're on, especially when they're taking money. I mean, the government, I don't want it in my business, but if I'm taking government money, having them give me some guidelines is okay.
All
and
right.
I love that you can use it at farmers markets because people just, you know, they're when you go and support local farmers and when you can buy organic produce, you know, that's just something that if you're on food stamps, you don't think that that's a possibility. So
and
I think this is a wonderful program.
What's super convenient is that most of the farmers in California have to go on food stamps if they're able to trade.
Yeah, the farmers are, are having such a hard time. All right, you're going to love this one. Whole Foods has signed on with Monsanto to kill that GMO labeling bill. The organization, because they don't, what has happened? Remember, the Vermont bill was supposed to go into effect July 1st. This would require that everybody who sells food in Vermont tell you what's in the food. Hello, what a concept. Well, because Monsanto was so worried about people not wanting to buy food that has GMO in it, they have spent tens of millions of dollars in Congress trying to get a bill passed using Senator Roberts, who's their lackey from Kansas, to push the bull. The bull is a Freudian. So
there
push
you go,
the
yeah.
bill through. And so now the various organic companies, the big ones, the huge ones, like Whole Foods and Smucker's and Organic Valley, they've usually funded major PR and advertising campaigns to promote themselves as organic and the benefits of organic. So now they have sold out to the GMO labeling movement, to the government, which is behind this as well, along with Monsanto. It's not a killing, it's a watering down so that it's acceptable to everybody and they can get the bill passed. And that's really what has happened here. Monsanto, Whole Foods, this fake labeling bill not only preempts Vermont's bill this week, but also it's the provisions of the bill now become optional. That's how they got around it. They said, okay, instead of making it mandatory, we'll make it optional for anybody to tell you what is in the food. You don't have to if you don't want to. So what's the point? If you don't want to, you won't. And that's what's these bastards. They are incredible. And by the way, they do it over the 4th of July weekend when everybody's asleep. Everybody's
of course,
gone.
Always.
Everybody's
out. Yeah. It's always the 4th of July weekend.
Except for guys like me.
It's funny how you said that, because as I was driving home yesterday, and my mom and I started talking politics, and I love her to pieces. She and I just don't agree on much. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder what got passed through this weekend that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Thank you for filling me in.
There it is. There it is. The bogus GMO Labeling Act, and how all of these companies sold out. The poison pill of, okay, we'll make it all voluntary, which means into the wastebasket. That's as good as that is. All right, some other food news. In the Silicon Valley, where tech companies provide a lot of free food to employees, there are a lot of leftovers, and now there are some new companies. You've heard me talking about these before, how in various parts of the country there are these companies that are, and I think the first one I found out about was on my, Carrie, you can confirm this, the American Family Farmer Show that I do an hour a week on the American Family Farm. That's heard on a lot of these same stations and get a podcast of it at TuneIn Radio. We're going to have a 24-hour TuneIn Doug Steffen channel, by the way, Jen.
Oh,
put
God.
That you together. Yeah, thank God
all those
for
hours
that.
Without you.
Yes, hours. Anyway, so I think it was about a month ago, Kara, if my memory serves me correctly, we talked about this lady who started the company that's going around someplace in Michigan, wasn't it? Was it Michigan, Wisconsin, someplace where this lady bought a couple of trucks and she got started collecting waste food so it could go into composting. Mm-hmm. And then there are cities that are doing it. We got into that with Victoria because she's a New York composter. Well, these companies in Silicon Valley are partnering with Food Runners, which is a local nonprofit, picks up food from companies, and they do two things with it. They distribute it to people in need, and then they take the stuff that's left over and they put it into composting. But there are 5,000 meals a week that are being collected from 500 companies and then redistributed. Do you know that's against the law in Massachusetts? You couldn't do that here? You can't.
Oh, because it's second day stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
They have weird laws about that in L.A. too.
I'm weird. It's stupid.
I know. Yeah. Like my with the school lunches and stuff, they would give the kids, you know, at L.A. Unified, they'd give them like a burrito and whatever and the apples and the carrots. And the apples and the carrots would always end up in the trash can. And it would drive my mom crazy. She'd walk through campus. There'd be piles of apples just thrown away. I mean, it's just so wasteful.
Yeah,
and we do that all the time.
It's good to see this happening and seeing people recognize it. Because I went to school with a guy who is now working. I don't know if he's in Silicon Valley, but he's one of the guys. There's multiple companies that are making or using imperfect fruit
stuff.
And trying to get it into...
Yeah. That's another one, imperfect fruit.
Well, yeah, so that's the company he works for. There's another one that I think was on Shark Tank that's slightly different.
Yes.
But when he was in college, he went around and he started a group and they went to the cafeteria and got all of the food that wasn't being used because there was a ton of it. And they went around to homeless shelters or different areas and delivered it to them. And then they expanded it and started going to different businesses in the area. And I think that this is something that businesses want. It's not like they just want to throw away all their food, but they don't really know what to do with it. And it's not like they don't want to pay their employees, I'm sure, to go out and work overtime to deliver this to other places. So it's really good to see this happening on a bigger scale all across the country.
Right. Consciousness, it's called. Becoming conscious. So you can find tech companies listed on Twitter and LinkedIn and Craigslist and places like that. But basically, it's a breakfast lunch thing. And then it's immediately available. I don't know. How do they find, Victoria, the people who are going to be the recipients? I didn't quite get that from... figuring
out? Well, I don't think they just walk around and hand stuff to homeless people. I think there's an infrastructure where they have certain drop-off locations where people who are in need of food know they can go, and there are deliveries at certain times. In New York City, they have a thing called City Harvest, and they take leftover things from they take leftover food from restaurants and businesses, but only if it's prepackaged. So it's kind of like what Jen was saying. There are some stipulations there that really are holding back some companies from being able to donate excess food. So that needs to be changed, too.
Yeah. Follow the conversation, continuing Twitter feed, at Good Day Show, or at 16 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, let's have congratulations for the folks at NASA who have another win today.
Winning.
The spacecraft Juno got to Jupiter.
I know. Wait, which one?
Huh?
You said the spacecraft Juno. I said, yeah, I know. Yeah, which one?
Okay, hello. Juno, wait a minute. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Spacecraft, you know? Yeah, I know.
Okay. There is a spacecraft that made it to Jupiter, a NASA spacecraft, which the name of which is not important, but they got the first beep from it last night.
I don't. What is it?
Juno. Juno, the name. Juno. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. So, folks. So, yeah, no, this is cool. So
it is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finish the story. It's okay.
I'm not going to. Are you kidding? You spoiled the whole story now. This spacecraft entered into Jupiter's orbit late last night. It is pretty exciting. The people at Jet Propulsion, which is there in Pasadena, here where you are, Jen, they have done another extraordinary job. I mean, it wasn't just enough to get Matt Damon back from Mars, but now they sent this thing to Jupiter so that we can all learn more about a very gaseous planet, which will help us understand better our own gas. Yours and mine here on this end of the world. So
yeah,
it is,
I'm leaving that joke alone.
Oh, good for you. No. Yeah. Anyway, 21 after the hour. It's nice to feel good about things like that, and nice to feel good, period.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like sex. South guy got from having the best of the best.
Nothing would make the day complete like a Jay-Z tune. Jay-Z has a streaming service, E-I-E-I-O. It's called Tidal. And Apple says it may buy Tidal to stick it to Spotify. That's a good move. It's always good to go after somebody. I want to steal what they've got. Well, I don't want to create this on my own. I want to stick it to somebody else. So what's this worth? How many? You got 15 million subscribers.
Apple Music has 15 million. Tidal only has 4.2 so far.
Got
but
it.
The
okay.
benefit that Tidal brings are the exclusivities that they have with so many artists.
That's
their real value.
Rihanna is one of them. So you get Rihanna if you buy. Let's see. Apple. We're talking about three entities here then. Apple, Tidal, and Spotify all basically do the same thing. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So streaming services that you pay. It's like Netflix for music.
Yeah.
So you pay a monthly fee and you have access to all of the music.
All the music that they choose to support. Doesn't mean
exactly.
But all music is just some music.
Right.
So how would you decide whether you go to Spotify or Apple?
Well, Taylor Swift pulled all of her music from Spotify, I think it was the end of last year, and she's now exclusive with Apple Music. I think it really depends on what artists you feel that you know, want to make sure you always have.
Yeah.
Pardon?
What'd you say?
Whatever artist is your spirit animal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kanye West, Nicki Minaj is in this group. Also, Madonna is at Tidal. Why would she? I'm sort of surprised at that.
The reason all these artists signed up with Tidal is because they felt that they were not getting proper royalties from anyone else. So they banded together and basically became an artist-operated company.
What do we know about the royalties? What can they expect, or what should they expect for royalties?
Well, Taylor Swift pulled her. I don't know the percentage. I don't really know the breakdown of it. All I know is Taylor Swift was furious with Spotify because they were playing her songs over and over, and she was not getting the proper percentage of royalties. So she pulled all of her music. And Apple Music apparently pays the artists on a fair rate.
So
it's Tidal.
Do they account for how many times a particular song is downloaded, and then they give you... So what does it cost to sign up for Apple or for Tidal or for Spotify on a monthly basis, an annual basis? What does it cost?
I have Tidal. It's $9.99 a month. I think they're all the same price.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Spotify is the same. You can pay more if you want a mobile subscription or you want something with higher quality audio, but most of them are $10.
So how much do you use Spotify or Apple? Who's using Apple Music?
I use Amazon, actually.
Amazon.
I'm going to throw a little cog in. Yeah, I like Amazon because I'm a Prime member, and so there's a huge library of free stuff that I can access, and then I just pay for whatever I want, but I pay for it once instead of a monthly subscription, and that works out really well for me, I think.
Well, what I'm trying to find out is how many songs you might listen to in the course of a day or a week or a month using any of these services.
I listen to it pretty much every day.
For how long?
For 3 to 4 hours a day.
How many tunes do you think you listen to?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you'd have to do the math on that. Song's average 3 minutes.
The question, I mean, there's an obvious reason here. I'm trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of what these people actually make and how they keep the computer tracking of this is amazing in and of itself. But how many people, how many songs, what's the potential of all of these artists or any of these artists getting any kind of big money out of it? I don't see how there's big money in this for these people. I understand what they're trying to do,
right,
but I really don't see how there's big money in it, frankly. At $9.95 a month and all the hours you listen to it, wow.
Mm.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat. You know, years ago when I started talking about the concept of teaching a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, literally people wanted to put me away for a long time. But, you know, it's way too dangerous. It wasn't like when I was growing up where we could let the cats out in the backyard and let them run around. There's coyotes, there's packs of dogs, there's crazy people. So keeping your cat inside is important. However, it's also important because they are nomadic in nature to give them the opportunity to see the great outdoors. However, letting your cat roam loose is just way too dangerous. So you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. I know what you're saying, but you can. Follow my advice here. First of all, get a figure eight harness. Just lie it right alongside the food dish every day before you even think about putting on the cat, so there's a positive association. After a couple of days, just put the harness on, and before you feed him, take it off after you feed him. If you practice every single day, eventually the cat will enjoy the harness, you'll add a leash, and the two of you will be strolling around your neighbor in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, 34 after the hour. This is Doug Jen and Victoria Carashillan at the controls in our studio in Washington. Is it true the NFL is banning the national anthem starting with this fall season? Or is it this fall, next fall? Anybody hear that story?
Really?
Yeah,
I wouldn't think so.
There's
really?
A post floating around. Yeah, there's a post floating around that is suggesting the NFL has considered and has agreed to keep the national anthem out of the games. So I want to sort of, let's check that out. Nose around, would you mind?
I'm pretty sure it's not real. I see it on Snopes, but it's saying a false social media rumor, because anyone can say anything. I mean, I feel like some of the most searched videos on YouTube are some of the old national anthems from, like, Whitney Houston or something like that from, you know, NFL games. Why would they ever do that?
Well, because they're not always that in touch. A lot of these talked about that with Monsanto and the big food companies that basically gave up on food labeling, watered it down so that it's voluntary, so basically it's meaningless. So I think anything is possible, frankly. Speaking of that, you'll recall the problems of dating site Ashley Madison, which was hit by a hack last year. Now, the hit by a hack?
Yeah, good. Hacked. Remember
by
that
a hacker
guy that was on the the guy that ran Ashley Madison.
Right.
And I kind of took him to task, and I don't know, he called me something nasty, like weird. Right. I can't remember. He told me I had issues.
Wait, someone really?
Yeah, yes. I don't run a dating site for people that want to cheat. Let's talk about who has issues here, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So now they're being sued. They have said they were profoundly sorry. But the feds are looking into them now. The federal government and the Canadian government are looking at some sort of irregularity. I don't know why the government gets involved in these things, but then you never know why the government gets involved in these things. There was a class action lawsuit against another dating site that settled because of, I guess the question here is whether there's too much information available online and too easily accessed. Hello, isn't that what a dating site is all about? What are the, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's just out there, right?
Right.
Well, it ruined some of the housewives' careers because they found out their husbands had accounts.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. There are a lot of people that were in this thing that were outed, if you will. Anyway, they lost a lot of their value. They'll do about $80 million in revenue this year. $50 million of it they're going to spend on acquisitions and partnerships with like-minded, discreet dating sites. This is a Canadian company. It's not an American company. They're headquartered just across the bridge in Buffalo. What's on the other side of Niagara Falls? That's Toronto, right?
Close to Toronto, but yeah, it's Niagara on the Lake, isn't it, or something like that?
I think something like that, yeah.
The official name.
So the problem was the reason the government is involved because there were a lot of fake profiles that were being used and people were being duped. There was a story along this line on a show I saw over the weekend. I think it was an episode of Blue Bloods. I can't remember, but it was all about somebody who got sucked. No, it was Madam Secretary. That was it. Madam Secretary's story line was about the husband. Let's see here. The husband of Tia Leone's character, Madam Secretary, the husband's father had gone onto a dating site. The mother had died. He'd gone onto a dating site, wow, and he got suckered in, and supposedly the woman duped him into giving her a lot of money. Turned out it wasn't her at all. It was some guy who had used a fake
in Jersey,
right?
And profile,
and, yeah, and that's
that
catfishing.
Was the storyline.
Yeah,
last week
we were talking about John Mayer saying it's hard for him to date because, you know, there's catfishing and ghosting and things like that. That's what catfishing is.
Ah.
You think you're having communication with someone online and it's just a fake and they want your money or
there's
they want to blackmail
you. There's that TV show about it, Dougie. It's called Catfish. The guy that runs the TV show did a movie, like a documentary about how he got catfished in online dating. And
really?
Then MTV picked up on it and did. They do a whole TV show where they investigate weird, kind of creepy online dating stories.
Really? Speaking of creepy, here's yet another reason to not go to Rio for the games. Over the weekend, a group of Brazilian scientists detected a drug-resistant bacteria growing off the shores of Rio's beaches. So this is, what, a month before?
Why are we
there? Are like 1,000 reasons not to go to the Olympics.
Oh my God! It's like
why
the world is
still
a,
happening.
It's
like why are the Olympics even happening at this point?
I know, but think about all of the things that have come together to ruin it for the Brazil. What sort of karma have they got? That country have that they're running into so many problems trying to do this thing. Woo! A super bacteria, unga bunga. All right, so. Meanwhile, back at home, I notice that new apartments are hitting the rental market, and it seems that they are smaller than they were 10 years ago. The average new apartment is about 8% smaller, but yet more expensive than it was. Now, I don't know what it's like in Los Angeles specifically. Rents for apartments up 7-8% in the last 5 years. The average square footage of new apartments is 934 square feet. I couldn't imagine being able to turn around in 930. How big is your apartment?
Oh, you're going to be depressed.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at including my outdoor deck, which is 13 by 20, we are at 550 square.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
I'm not even joking.
And you, you have a successful relationship? Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kind of like boot camp, but yes. But wow. People actually, New Yorkers, come into our apartment, and they're like, oh, my God, you guys have a lot of space.
You can't. I'm not kidding. We were measuring the living room of the new house to put in rugs and furniture and stuff, and I think that the living room is 500 square feet.
Yeah.
So my living room is the size of your entire apartment.
Yes. And that's and that's just our So we've got about 440 square feet indoors with another 100 square feet outdoors.
Holy crap. Yeah, mine is like the exact average. Mine is 935. But get this.
That's ours a two-bedroom in New York City, just so everyone knows. So yeah, 900 square feet is two bedrooms.
Well, I mean, mine is a two-bedroom, but this is considered deluxe, by the way. It's got deluxe in the name.
All right, so what is that, if you don't mind my asking? Apartment. What do these cost you? What does something like this cost?
My rent is $2,350 a month. Doug's choking.
Great, I thought you were just bending over.
Whoa.
And we're actually below market value.
What about you, Kara?
Mine is right on the money again. Mine is a little over $1,300. But ours is incredibly cheap for the area that we're in. Mm. Most places in downtown Silver Spring or D.C., most places, because we were going to move to a different area, were like $2,000.
Do you want me to depress both of you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me depress both of you here for a moment.
Jennifer's monthly payment on her house is $400, but that's...
You know what? Here it is. Ready? I have a two-bedroom, two-bath house with a family room. I probably have about 1,600-something square feet, and I'm on three lots in California, so I could actually build on some houses and become the tenement landlady of Sunland if I'd like to, and I pay what Kara pays for my house payment. After refinancing, it used to be like 1900 bucks, but after refinancing the heck out of it, down to 1300 and some. Yeah.
Huh.
But this is why we talked about buying houses fairly recently, and maybe that would be a better option, but I don't know how anyone lives without a roommate or a significant other when they're this age, because it's so expensive.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's a thing that started with New York City real estate. People will date for about a month and then move in together for the real estate because they call it semi-cohabitation. It's a term that just happened in New York City because you need to live with someone. If it's just you can't survive on your own. It's too expensive.
So here's one of the reasons, or I'm wondering, this is a story had been floating around on Twitter about Airbnb sucking up 10% of the rentals in New York City, but they're supposedly vacant. Is that affecting what you pay? Is Airbnb a new factor in the equation of what it costs to rent an apartment in places like New York and L.A. or Washington? Because this is something a lot of people think is very cool, but you got to own your... I mean, this is not something that's done by... landlords, or is it? Some landlords putting stuff out for Airbnb?
Yeah, there are some buildings I know of. I have some friends who work in real estate, and some buildings will keep an apartment unit just for Airbnb.
Really?
And so they won't give you a lease for a year or 2 years, which is standard in New York City. They'll just keep it and rent it by the month or by the week or whatever they can get. So the inventory, I do understand in that sense, yes, there might be less inventory.
Mm-hmm. Wow, isn't that something, huh? What a reality
check. Doug, you should start a GoFundMe for me.
GoFundMe.
Maybe we should do a rent scholarship from the show.
44 past the... Okay, here's a way. This is for everybody. Now, I want you all to listen very carefully about an extraordinary opportunity that I have just found out about that I want to pass along to you that just sort of addresses... those people who are so concerned about their money, their investments, that they will do nothing that will make it insecure. They want security, security, security. So I'm going to suggest you call 888-444-2012 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. That's commercialrealestateincomefunds with an S, .com. We look around and see what's happening in the world. You know how crazy the markets are. You put money in the bank, you get maybe 1% if you're lucky as interest. So a lot of people are trying to figure out what are they going to do. There's a lot of stuff fluctuates around, and the bond market goes up and down. Investments on Wall Street up and down. But real estate, commercial real estate, especially the way these people are doing it, is a solid, solid, solid way to put your money to work for you. And one of the things that's so good about this is 8%, this is 8% money. You hold it in this account for 18 months, get your money back if you want to, you can reinvest it if you want to, you can stay in for 10 years. But this is something that is so beyond what most people are used to. You want security, you want guaranteed return, you want to be safe, then call 888-444-2012 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. This is the alternative which most people don't know about. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds allow you to earn a secured, that's the word that people want to hear, secured 8% yield. You can receive monthly checks, reinvest this as I suggested. Find out more about this at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2002. Again, the underscore here is 8% yield, secure, secure, secure. 888-444-2012.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Hi, Jen Jen. Let's review what the hot stuff is on TV tonight, please.
Well, we actually have a couple of finales tonight, and I think both of them are kind of are pretty good. The Mindy Project, which I really love a lot, left broadcast TV, traditional TV, and went to Hulu, and has been doing really well for that service. And tonight is the season finale of The Mindy Project, so you can check that out. It's the end of the fourth season, but they're doing a fifth season, and it will be on the way to Hulu in the next few months. Uncle Buck on ABC also having a finale. Uncle Buck, you know, this was the takeoff of the movie, and people were going, oh, this is kind of like a summer burn-off, but then people started watching it, so who knows whether or not it'll be back or not. 9 o'clock on ABC, and then The Greeks on PBS. The series ends there as well at 9 Eastern time.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation.
Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Left my mind set on you. Remember? Probably comes out of this, but anyway, I can't dream, can I? 54 past the hour. Time now for our weekly visit from the lady who's responsible for all that great stuff in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Amy Newmark joins us with a focus on, this could be construed as looking at your husband or your better half and understanding what they offer, what they bring to the table. What is there about the other people in your life that you don't appreciate that maybe you ought to? We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Know-how. Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how.
Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety. Or stop by Grainger for the ones who get it done.
Amy is here, Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup of the Soul books. You can follow Amy's podcast that we have here on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, ChickenSoup.com, Facebook.com, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it. She's like most other people who want to get the message out. So there are lots of different ways for you to connect. The focus this week is on your mom. The fact that she had a stroke, it took place 4 years ago on her birthday. You were on your way to a Mets game. And I guess I was thinking as I read this, I was thinking about what we need to know about appreciating whoever it is in our life, whether your mother, your father, husband, wife. And that's what I got initially out of sort of my surveillance of your focus here, Amy. Hi. Happy 4th of July.
Hi. I know why you thought it, because I wrote a rather, I thought, funny title to the segment, which is, I knew my mom was having a stroke when she praised my husband's driving.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. It was 4 years ago. I was taking her to the Mets. And the reason I'm telling everybody this is because the key point is, do not be afraid to speak up if you think somebody's acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because she started calling everything onions. And then she was praising my husband's driving effusively. And then we got to Citi Field, which was fairly new 4 years ago, and she kept saying, I have to show you the emperor, and she meant the stadium, but she, you know, confused Latin origin words in her head. And I called my daughter, who was a med student then and had been an EMT, and said, I think my mother's having a stroke. She said, she's definitely having a stroke. And I've always regretted I didn't act sooner when she started calling things onions as we were leaving to drive down to the stadium. Nevertheless, I got her to the paramedics. They confirmed she was having a stroke. We set off for the hospital. They got her this miracle drug called TPA, which stops the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reduces the amount of damage. It's like a hard drive was deleting itself, and you stopped it by pulling out the plug. So we stopped the damage, although she still did end up with some damage. But the message was not to sit there for half an hour wondering why my mother was saying weird things, but actually take action.
My father had the same thing. I mean, he was on the phone with me, and he was gibberish, and it was his first stroke. I called my friend who was the chief of police. I happened to have been in Florida, I think, at the time, and I asked that he send an ambulance. They were there in 3 minutes. They gave him the stuff. So he didn't have much impact. He had three strokes after that, and that eventually did him in. But the first one, as you suggested, was taken care of quickly. You got to recognize and pay attention to what the loved ones around you are saying and how they're acting. Yeah, that's a good word of advice. Thank you. Amy Newmark, always with the great stories.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.